Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission Sponsored Studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
You never want to glorify evil. You never want to glorify demons. But you've got to have your head screwed on and understand that they are real today. Fair?
Fair.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've got to be aware of this reality. There's so much discussion about spirit guides and spiritual things now, Allie. It's mainstream.
And you think about all of the different ways that it's now being kind of popularized, even among younger people.
Yeah.
The things that people want to be in touch with their spiritual side. And that can mean any number of really dark things that I don't even think kids are aware. And kids all the way on up, but the way it's being introduced to kids at a younger age is kind of alarming.
Yeah, and it is alarming. And, you know, I'm hearing a lot of young people that are dabbling in psilocybin mushrooms, and more so than even when I was a high schooler and college age kid growing up. Got some tough things going on, but the battle that we have against the world, against the flesh, and against the devil. Have you guys heard those three terms before? The world, the flesh, the devil?
Yes.
Yeah.
Commonly used terminology. And I was studying last night, yesterday, for about 6 hours, actually. Did a deep dive. And amongst my study, I found something fascinating. Thomas Aquinas actually coined those three terms that are repeated over and over again in Scripture. You look at the soils, the seed that's planted in different soils, and you see the worries of this world. You see Satan snatching away the first seed, and you see the struggle with the flesh. So there's worries of this world, deceitfulness of wealth, desire for other things. If you look at the temptation of Jesus Christ in the wilderness, Satan comes at him with the world, the flesh, and the devil. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating thing. But Thomas Aquinas in 1200 and about 30 did a commentary on the Apostles' Creed amongst the gazillions of other things that he wrote. He wrote a commentary on the Apostles' Creed. And in it, he introduced those three things, and his summation of them is just profound. Someday we'll get into that. But I think the thing that hit me last night as I was studying this, I was thinking about this morning, I thought, whoa, this is so good, because it was about 1200 that the church became, they actually codified the reality that we are in a spiritual war. There's attacks against us that are going on. And this was Thomas Aquinas was just, he was a Catholic priest. This is obviously a couple hundred years before the Reformation. But they held on to this. And this notion that we are immune to attack of the Satan is dangerous thinking. And at the same time, we don't have to be afraid. It's an incredible combo. Coming up here in a minute and a half, we're going to jump right into it today. The risk of being even raised in church, Allie,
right,
and dabbling on the dark side is real.
And this week, our survey says, we've been bringing back some of the topics that were most popular, most in demand over the last year. This idea of deliverance, of spiritual battles, this was at the top.
It's at the top. Hang on. McKinsey coming up.
Start your day moving closer to Jesus. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
We have a special guest with us. We're on this survey says these popular topics that were so hit hard over the last year. And this one was a big one. We had a special guest, Mackenzie. She works here with us, and she shared her testimony back in September. And so many people responded to it that we said we have to bring her back so we can talk about this again.
Kenz, we love you, young lady.
Aw.
You're awesome.
Thanks,
Let's
Carl.
Get the story. It got dark for you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Back us up a little bit.
Yeah. So I grew up in a Christian home and had a Christian education and a lot of loving people that have prayed into my life. And I'm so thankful that they have, because that has absolutely covered me and where I am today. So I got into acting grad school. And when I got there, So I had been following God up until this point. And then when I went to grad school, I started to learn about spirit guides and noticing emotions and intuition being parallel with emotions so that I could start telling the future using astrology. That's a lot I just threw in there.
Yeah, but that almost sounds like what? It almost sounds like emotions. Mm-hmm. Okay. Reading some of these things, but it got darker than that, didn't it?
It did. I started to see spiritual dark clouds in different places. And there was one night in my apartment when I saw a demon that looked like this old woman, and she was by my bed. And I felt absolutely scared. And when I was a little girl, I knew that if I prayed the name of Jesus, these things would disappear. But at that time, I was not walking with God. And so when I woke up from that experience the next day, I went to my friend at the time, who was a self-proclaimed water high priestess. Sounds like she knows what she's doing because of this title. And she had seen spirits and experienced spirits. And I asked her, what do I do if there is a mean spirit in my apartment? And she asked, differentiate, was it a good spirit or a mean one? I'm like, this one felt very angry. And she said, well, what you need to do is get protection. And so you can get evil eyes and put that in your apartment. You can get dream catchers. You can use sage to purify the air. And I would do those things, which did not actually save me. It gave the illusion that I was protected because I was not seeing that demon anymore. But right before I came to faith, I saw that demon reappear by my bed. And I said, Jesus. And she shattered in ashes.
Wow.
And I didn't understand what was going on, but I went back to bed and I started to feel God was working in my life and changing things and actually genuinely changing things. Not that these evil eyes protected me, because I didn't see this demon for over a year, but then God.
Okay. You're raised in a Christian home. You're raised in church. You got loving people around you. How does a person go from a loving Christian context? How does Satan weave that web down this path into darkness? People need to know. How did that happen?
Absolutely. So my sin in my heart that I'm starting to realize even now that I didn't want God ever touching was my emotions and how I felt about people and things. And my background is acting. And so I would hang on to this and keep this for acting purely. And I even prayed to God once before I went to acting grad school. If God would make a way that I could go to school in this, I would give him my life and I would dedicate acting to him. And I got there and I forsaked him because I didn't give that to him. I then followed the desires of my heart, which is leaning into emotions. And I learned in acting grad school that if I lean into my emotions and I have a better understanding of that, that will also tell me about intuition and how to tell the future and better accurately give readings for people. One of the pride points that I had was a power where I would walk into rooms and I would feel pain in my body, and I could know which person in the room had pain in their body and where it was. So if I walked into a room and my left elbow started hurting, I would relax my gaze and my eyes would focus on the person that had pain in their left elbow. And then I would go to that person and share with them. Maybe I could do a reading for them. And I'm sensing that they probably have pain in their left elbow, probably from about 3 weeks ago or this long ago. And they would be like, totally spooked, because they'd be like, how did you know that? And so I could do that for a couple of years. So during those 3 years, that started to be something I could do. And I started to have a lot of pride that I would feel that. Now, God, in his sovereignty and in his goodness, when I came to faith, I could not feel pain in my body for other people anymore. And I was actually confused.
He said, that's my job.
Yeah. Because I would walk into a room and the people I was staying with, I was trying to tell them, I was like, yeah, so this is this thing that I can do. But I actually couldn't feel the pain in their bodies, in my own. And then I spent this whole week, a whole week went by where I would walk into a room and I couldn't feel other people's pain. And I was spooked because that's what I could do. And then I didn't know how to operate in other people or talk to other people because I would offer myself and offer doing readings for people because I knew what pain they were going through. God is so good that he blinded me from seeing demonic spirits and feeling pain in my body for this whole year after coming to faith.
It all sounds so right, but it's all so wrong.
Was it an issue of control? I mean, because it sounds like almost like it was this desire to both control your own emotions, control other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a lot of pride rooted in it that I could say that I'm a healer, that I could tell other people what their future is going to be, but to not be afraid because I could see it and I could guide them and be their life preserver. And I'm not. God is the only thing that is our refuge.
Coming up, more with Kenz. Mackenzie is an incredible woman of God. God has given her great victory. We're going to get that story, but we're also going to talk and discuss how do we help people that are entrapped by darkness right now. You know it, mom and dad. You might be in it. How do we get set free? Hang on.
Your shot of hope to make it through the day. It's Carl and Crew Mornings.
Well, we've got a great guest with us. Mackenzie is in promotions and social media coordinator. She's so alive in Jesus that when you hear about Satan getting a stronghold in her life, you can hardly even imagine it.
Raised in a Christian home, went to Christian school, but as she got to grad school, started dabbling in some dark things. And I'm sure it felt pretty benign at the start, but each layer got you deeper and deeper. When did this break for you where you went, no more, I can't live like this?
The moment that my gears started to turn was actually 3 weeks before I came to faith, where a person had almost broken into our apartment and tried to open the window. But that night we happened to have a friend stay over and she screamed. So the person didn't open the window and he ran off. But I heard in a very quiet voice, where thieves break in and steal. And I couldn't even tell you where that came from. But now I know that's
yeah,
God.
Now you know
because
that's God.
Scripture too.
Right.
Then having that moment where I heard where thieves break in and steal, I asked myself, where am I? Because I do not know of a place or a world where things like this can be taken from me. Things like my rocks being taken from me, my crystals, my tarot cards, something breaking in and stealing. It just seems so out of place from my whole childhood and my whole life growing up. I hadn't seen something like that before and I felt defenseless. And when I asked myself, where am I? I looked around and it felt like things were shifting in my heart where I was pouring all of my money into tarot cards and rocks and buying money spell jars on Etsy and wow. Praying over those and getting potions from roommates that would mix things together and say incantations over me to be protected, but it's not, it's spells and it's partnering with evil. But God is so good and he is our refuge and he is the one that cuts through all of that. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It is his goodness and his light that cuts through all of that. And I could just start seeing things different. It felt like things were lighter because I would describe that the sin and the evil around me was shrouded in clouds and darkness. And I could start seeing faces and it was always very dark. But in the spiritual community, it's talking about light and dark. But God has a light unlike what's talked about in the spiritual community because God has truth.
Yeah.
Truth comes from him.
So September 18th of 2022, you became a new woman, a follower of Christ, and you made some pretty drastic steps to separate yourself from that old life. Talk about that.
Yeah. So it was after a church service because I was going to church. So for about 4 months, I was going to church and then I would go home and practice tarot.
You were in a battle.
And I remembered calling on spirit guides because I felt that there was evil near me. But little did I know I was calling on the same evil that was attacking me. And so after a church service, I went up and I got hands-on prayer. And I felt like there was this shift from all around me, unlike anything that I had felt. And I didn't have words for it, but when I got home and I was in the apartment with all of the statues and rocks and crystals, I felt like, this is enough. I can't think clearly. And I went to my room, and before I realized what was happening, I was taking all of these dark things and putting them in a box and throwing everything away. And so I went and I got prayer with more people. Hallelujah. Yes. And then I came back that night and I told my roommates, I came into their room and I looked at them and said, I cannot stay in a place with statues and stage anymore. I have been set free in Christ and I need to go. We can talk more tomorrow.
Wow.
And I packed my bags and I could see the demons on my friends looking at me because they knew that I was covered by God's power and protection.
Wow.
And I packed my bags and I stayed at my boyfriend's house that night. And he told me, yes, you can stay here, but like I have other roommates and that's not respectful of them either. You need to find another place to stay for the rest of this time. And there was a small group leader I reached out to and they happened to have a room. And I said, great, I'll stay there 2 weeks. I messaged my old landlord, found out that she was a Christian. And she said, I have a 3-bedroom apartment or a couple of 1-bedrooms. I'll show you on Friday. And so I packed things up and I had a departing conversation with one of my roommates where she looked at me and she said, do you really think that you have this kind of power? Because I saw a scared little girl walk into our room with her tail between her legs saying she's going to go. So how do you know that you're following the right path? And I felt such peace in me as I saw all of this smoke and evil spirits all around us as I had this conversation with her. And I said, I thought I was doing the right thing before, but now I know that I am.
Wow. Mackenzie, there's a lot of people listening right now, some of which are in the throes of a walk down the dark side.
Yeah.
And here's the problem. A lie is nothing but a truth with a twist at the end. This is why he masquerades as an angel of light. We got to remember this, Boom Crew. This is very strategic on Satan's part. There are people listening to you right now that go, give me this freedom. I need this freedom. What do you say to them right now, Kent?
I say that Jesus loves you. That real love comes from him. And his words and his water brings life that absolutely floods us. I think of Psalm 42:7, deep calls to deep. At the roar of your waterfalls, all your breakers and your waves have passed over me. It is God who covers you. And if you are scared that this evil will come after you if you leave, God protects you and you are in his hand. And he says, no one will snatch you out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. You are safe. If you turn, repent, and follow God, these evil demons will not hold you down. They will not harm you beyond repair because you have a God that's bigger, that has all authority, as he has sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. He is the name above all names, and he has freedom for you. If you cry out to Jesus, he will save you.
This is one of the most holy moments we've had here on radio. And I think what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I think that's the most important thing we can do. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Lord, although we have incredible compassion for everyone listening to us right now, we don't wring our hands because our God is mighty to save. And we know that no one has traveled too far beyond the reach of our holy, loving, good God. And so, Father, right now, for some directly and others through the prayers for children, family, friends, neighbors, acquaintances, we pray the power and the blood of Jesus over Chicagoland. In your life, in your friend's life, in your son's, daughter's lives, we ask for freedom to reign today. That hearts would be freed, that minds would be released from a captivity that is utter darkness, and that light would shine. And as Ken said, water would flow. We thank you for the power of Jesus that has set Mackenzie free, watching over her all those years, leading her into life and life abundant. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There are three battlefronts that every person faces in this world. The world. All the temptations of living an earthbound life apart from the power of God. The flesh, that we were born with. Our propensity to sin, to miss the mark, and to fill that void with something that only God can fill. Jesus. And the devil. And all the demonic forces that attempt to twist and distort the truth, just like Satan tried to do to Jesus in the great temptation of the wilderness. But then came Jesus. Not just to die for our sins, but to rise again and give us victory over sin, darkness, death, demons, the world, the flesh. And I want to invite you today. You might not be a person that has tarot cards. You might be a person that does have crystals, but you might be a person who has been ensnared by the devil with the ways of this world or the pursuit of your own happiness on your own terms, the flesh. And today I want to invite you to come to Jesus today. You say, Carl, I want to know how. This is how. If you believe that Jesus died for your sins, and it's a belief that captures not just your mind, but your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're ready to come to Jesus today. You believe he died for you. You believe he rose from the dead. And up to this point in time, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Today, fear has no hold on you. Shame has no hold on you. Jesus is here to save you. I want you to pray with me right now, wherever you are right now. Just cry out, Jesus, I give you my life. I confess to you that although I've known of you, I've never followed you, Jesus. And today, I turn my back on the world, the flesh, and the devil. And today, I give my life to Jesus Christ. Today is my day. My friend, if today you are turning around from whatever path you've been walking on and following Jesus Christ, you are new. The old has gone, the new has come. You have actually, in this moment, been crucified with Christ. It's no longer you who lives, but Christ who lives in you. And this God who began this work in you today will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Welcome to the family. We as a team want to help you. We've got a link that we want you to send right now. If today is a day of salvation for you, today God used Ken's story to call you out of darkness into light. Praise be to God. But we want to help you in your first steps with Jesus. Just text the word new to our number here, new, to 312-274-9624. There is nothing to fear going forward. Perfect love casts out fear, my friend. Text new to 312-274-9624. We're going to send you a link that's going to help you with four really important steps to take, and even links that will help you on this path, and even one link that will send you a physical copy of How to Live in God's Power and No Longer with the Self-Help, the Self-Directed Life that you've had. Text new to 312-274-9624. Just that one word, and we're overjoyed that you're with us today. God is good, Allie.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
Coming up, we'll shout out the last four numbers of those of you that are surrendering your life to Jesus today. Just text that one word when you can. Get to your phone. Text new to 312-274-9624.
Find us on social media. Just search Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook and Instagram.
Allie, I'm so glad you asked it. Pitch it again.
When you hear a story, a testimony like we heard from Ken's, and talking about demons and spiritual beings, and there was a lot of stuff in there. To be honest, I told my son, who often listens in the morning on the way to school, I said, you know, don't listen today. I'm not sure that I want you to hear all of that. Because I didn't want him to be freaked out, but I also don't want him to think that this is stuff of fiction, that the devil is someone in a red costume with a tail and horns, because that's kind of what the devil is, how the devil is presented. How do you have these conversations, particularly with kids, without freaking them out?
I'm so glad you asked this. And let me just... Okay. We glorify spooky stories, spooky movies, spooky stuff, way too much. And I would say the most important thing we can do is found in Romans 1:20, where you rehearse, as Paul said, God's glory and power has been shown, direct quote, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that, and he's speaking about people turning their back on God, so that they are without excuse. We need to be champions of the glory of God. We need to be champions of the power of God. And what I would tell kids is, if you're a parent and you got a kid that's freaked out about darkness, tap into a story where you've witnessed God's power in your life. Look them square in the eye and tell them you do not need to fear. Now, it's not one and done. This is why we need to wallpaper our minds with truth. In the same way that we find people that are totally ensconced in, let's just say, reckless words that were spoken over them for a long time, right?
Yeah.
By a reckless dad or a reckless mom. And those things keep coming up. How do we get those things out of our mind? One way, wallpapering our mind with the truth of God's word. You know, somebody was asking us, we were doing a T7R discipleship series, and somebody said, how in the world do you get these firmly lodged, and so let's go with fears of darkness out of our mind? You champion the God of light. You focus on the truths that can annihilate this thing. And I think moms and dads ought to be big time champions of the glory, power, and grandeur of God. You know what comes to mind? One of the best guys for this is John Piper. He speaks of the grandeur, the glory of God. And I think sometimes we're too weak when we talk about these things, or we just leave kids spooked. Do not be a parent that says, oh boy, don't dabble in darkness, without adding, God is the God of light and truth, and lift his name high. I can point to times in my life that I have shared with my kids the power and the glory and the goodness of God to deliver their dad from stuff. That's what we need to focus on. But there's some of you here today that are coming, and frankly, you're freaked out. You got fear. You've got angst over certain things in your life. And we've got a blog that About 30 to probably 40,000 people have downloaded.
It's our most popular blog by far.
And we haven't hit it in a while, so today's the day, Allie.
This is truth. These are right out of scripture. You're going to love this one. Revisit it, even if you've texted to get it before, get it again. So it's the first text in that thread that you have for Moody Radio or Carlin Crew. Text truth to 312-274-9624. Text truth to 312-274-9624.
I brag on my dad a lot.
You had a good dad.
He was a good dad. I've had a couple incidences where I had a kind of a demonic encounter, several actually. I can honestly tell you I had a couple of moments where it's like, oh boy, where it's like, oh boy. And I'm not even going to glorify it with any details. But I can genuinely tell you I do not fear evil, and I attribute that to my dad. I go back to that post-earthquake scenario where dad had to wake up with me, and I'd wake up in screams. When it's a four-year-old, I went through the Great Alaska Earthquake, and it's my first memory of life. But I'll tell you what my dad did there, and he did it throughout my life with regard to evil stuff that was going on and scary stuff. My dad would sit there on my bed with me as a little boy, and he would close his fist and he would shake it in front of both of us as we sat there. And he said, "Do you know how mighty God is, Carl? Do you know how mighty God is?" And guess what? I dared to believe it. We got to talk our kids into the reality of how mighty God is. And give them the truth to back it up. You got kids with nightmares? Get this truth blog and just start reading through it with them every night. This is who we are in Jesus Christ, kids. We're praying the blood of Christ over this bedroom right now.
Just text the word truth to 312-274-9624. Get armed with this one. You're going to love it. Text truth to 312-274-9624.
I give you two added thoughts here. Satan cannot stand worship. How do I know this? When Saul was harassed by a demon, David came and brought a harp. By the way, this guy's amazing. He's a giant slayer. He's a king. He's a commander. He's a songwriter. And he's a harpist who drives out demons.
He did it
all.
Good
grief. He could do it all. There is something about songs of praise that Satan and his demonic forces cannot stand. That's number one. Number two, my bride texted me, and I need to tell you this. My bride, without getting into details, has a story somewhat similar to Ken's before she was born again. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Bub, you can tell the folks I needed to memorize and repeat 24 central passages, the truth of who I was in Jesus." And she said, it gave me incredible freedom. There's something about memorizing truth. Why? Why? Why would that be so important, Allie?
Well, because if you think about all the things that rattle through your mind in the course of a day, I don't know about you, but my default goes to negative. I mean, just left to my own, letting my own thoughts wander, I'm going to think all kind of negative things about myself, about life, about all kind of things.
You know what? That's the most practical and powerful thing we can say. Left to our own devices without the truth of God's word, we are not going to just naturally go to, "Oh, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live.
I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I'm a this. I'm no good. God doesn't love." Like, those are the things that rattle in your mind that you don't say, but you don't realize the impact of how those unspoken words kind of get into your soul.
Yeah.
And so when you take in the truth of God's word and you start to, as your wife likes to say, re-wallpaper your mind, kind of retrain those grooved tracks, then it starts to change how you see everything.
Changes everything. And this works in every aspect of life. Young Thunder.
How can we call on truth if we don't know where it's at. You know, I think that even if we had one, we don't have a Bible with us all day long while we're walking around. So if we're beat up by things, you know, we're not going to have that in our hands at all moments of the day. And then also, if we do have it in our hands, if we haven't memorized truth, how are we going to know where to look? How are we going to know what God wants to tell us in that moment? But if you memorize his truth, if you memorize what he says about you, you can conquer any lie that's thrown your way because his truth is just in your mind.
Two links I want you to get, and they go together. You get the Showcast, you're going to get a testimony of McKenzie. It's powerhouse. Powerhouse. You get the Truth Blog. You don't have to let fear have 1 ounce of strength in your life today. Text TRUTH to 312-274-9624. TRUTH, 312-274-9624. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Do you know what is presupposed with that statement that we find in John 14?
What's that?
That you have somewhat of a handle on it to begin with. He can't guide you into something you've never heard.
Yeah. Truth can't set you free if you don't know it.
No. Text TRUTH to our number here, 312-274-9624.
Making herself laugh no matter who joins her. It's time for Allie Thinks It's Funny.
My mom to thank for one of these jokes this week.
Boy.
Really?
It's good.
She texted in our family group chat, got a group chat with my parents and my siblings, and she said, Allie, I've got a joke for you. I said, thanks, Mom.
Yes.
But she only put the first part, and I didn't see it until like hours later.
Oh, no.
So I was like, oh, wait, Mom, what was the answer? So I got it hours later. I won't delay the punchline for you. First one, what did the cat say when he fell out of the tree? What did the cat say when he fell out of the tree?
Meow.
Close. Meowch.
Oh, my goodness.
You were close, though.
All right.
You got to get the CH on it because that really just.
Was so that from Mom?
That one was from Mom.
So way to go, Mom.
Thank you, Mom,
good job.
For that
thank
joke.
Sally's mom.
The ouch is really good.
The ouch is
Sally's mom.
You got to give it a little at the end.
Her hand motion.
The little you finger to the sky. Oh, boy. Okay, we'll try this one. What did the sushi say? What did the roll of sushi say to the bumblebee? What did the roll of sushi say to the bumblebee?
I have no idea.
Never mind.
What's up, B?
Yes. Okay.
What's up, B?
Hold on. I got to stand up.
That's good. That's
there
good.
You like that?
That was very good.
I was a little nervous about the delivery on that one because I got one shot at it.
That was great.
Whoa. If you want the jokes this week, text the word jokes to 312-274-9624.
Wow.
Text jokes to 312-274-9624. You have to promise me, Boom Crew Honor System, if you tell the second one, you have to give it some mustard. You can't just deliver it straight. The humor is in the delivery. Text jokes to 312-274-9624.
Quick welcome to the family, 89, 87, and 1,000. Thank you. It's so good to see what God's doing here. Isn't this amazing? We can tell crazy jokes and celebrate new life in Christ all at the same time. Text jokes to 312-274-9624. If you, yes, you are ill like Al, I mean, like Allie, and you like these jokes.
Come on.
They're great.
That was her best one yet. That was her best one yet.
Oh, that was great.
I'm surprised, Jonathan.
I know. Well,
that's
at the end of the day, you don't even care if I think it's funny or not. Because Allie thinks it's funny.
It always makes it a little more fun when, when somebody laughs. But it's fine if you don't.
Oh, that was great. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this Showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.